Hello, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Let's go ahead and start off by taking a deep breath. Take a second, just breathe in. Draw attention to your breath. Just arrive in the moment. Go ahead, stretch if you want. Put your arms up. Crack your neck on something. If you need to stretch your leg, your ankles. Roll your wrists around something. Maybe something you haven't moved in a while, or stretched in a while. And then the last thing, but not least, is smile, smile, smile. We love to see it. So today we're going to be talking about comparison. I had a great meeting this morning. I wish I would have recorded it, but there were just a lot of great things said, and I hope that I can like deflect that. I don't know if that's the right word, but I guess reflect that in this podcast. So the topic is talking about comparison. So I think the whole kind of point of me bringing this up again was it's just something, it was a reminder that I felt like I needed to hear. And what spoke to me was I feel like it's so easy to think someone has their life more put together or like they get to do cooler things. Like, I feel like it's so easy to kind of think, oh man, like they low key have it better than me. Like, I guess some people might have more like materialistic things or some other sense of richness. Like, I don't know, maybe they have like their, like my parents are divorced, so like maybe their parents are together. And like sometimes, like, I definitely wish, I don't know, not wish, I guess, but like, I definitely think about. Like when my friends have their moms, I'm like, dang, like, wish I could be like that. Like, with my mom, she just lives out of town. Still love her, but definitely a different dynamic that I see in like my friend's relationship with their mom versus mine. And it just has to do with the distance and everything. It's yeah, but it's just so easy to think like wish for some things, wish for some aspects of life that other people have that you don't, if that makes sense. So, and I just want to be like them in general, maybe. So, one of the questions that I had everybody ask themselves today was to think of somebody who's inspiring to you that, like, maybe you've wanted to live their life. Like, for me, I said Tony Robbins is somebody that I just really look up to, at least right now. He has a lot of good advice. And I just have been watching his videos and everything. And he just seems to have it put together. Like, I look at him and I'm like, dang, like, I definitely want to do that with my life. But like we brought up in the group today, it's like I feel like at least I have a pretty good sense of separating myself. Like, I love my life and I love the process that I'm going to have to go through to get there, because it's about the journey, not the destination, you know? Like, I think it's definitely important to have that vision, but at the end of the day, it's just about the journey. And if you don't love the process, then you really don't love the result. You can't love the result if you don't love the process, because if you don't love the process, then whatever you're trying to work for, you don't really want, because you gotta love the process if you really want something. But anyway, that kind of got off track there. Just yeah, if you guys are thinking about, I wish I was somebody else, just realize like, they go through the same emotions as you. Like, everybody feels pain, everybody feels suffering, everybody feels happiness, everybody feels joy. Like, I mean, I guess actually, I don't want to speak for everybody. Maybe I think that's like the definition of psychopaths is like that they don't. But, like, genuinely, everybody feels different waves of emotions. Everybody's situations just happen to be different, you know? Like, somebody with their mom and dad always in their life, they're still gonna feel pain, joy, suffering, enthusiasm, courage, like brave, like scared, fear. Like, we all feel these emotions. We just happen to be in different situations, but at the core, we all feel those emotions. So I think the point of me bringing that up is that, you know, maybe you're wishing to have these aspects of somebody else's life when really, if you had their life, yeah, the situation would be different, but you would still go through the pain, the happiness, you would still go through the array of emotions living that person's life because it just happens. That's just life, you know? And I feel like it's just so easy to get caught up in the fact, like, wishing everything was just happy all the time, which granted, you know, you definitely want to have an optimistic outlook and be positive, but there's just times where, you know, you're going to fail. You're going to need to learn a lesson. You're going to have to go through something and build from it because I don't know. I always choose the hard way personally. Like, I definitely like to learn by my mistakes. Those have been the biggest lessons in my life. I can say that. That's for sure. Like, I've definitely learned my most lessons from my mistakes, and everybody goes through it. So if you ever find yourself thinking, like, even just at the smallest thing, like, man, I wish I had that, like, just know it, like, we're all still gonna feel the same at the core at the end of the day. And I do believe in you. I think that we're all gonna be very successful people. 100%, no doubt about it. If you work hard and you really fall in love with the process of whatever you want to do, I believe in you. So, with that, I just hope that you guys stay true to yourselves, be authentic. I'm really looking forward to next week's topic. So, have a happy Tuesday. How can you be your best self today? Do it.